March 16. Thankfulness. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. There is much needless worrying, much trouble of mind, over things that cannot be helped. The Lord would have His children put their trust fully in Him. Our Lord is a just and righteous God. His children should acknowledge His goodness and His justice in the large and the small things of life. Those who cherish the spirit of worry and complaint are refusing to recognize His guiding hand. Needless anxiety is a foolish thing, and it hinders us from standing in a true position before God. When the Holy Spirit comes into the soul, there will be no desire to complain and murmur, because we do not have everything we want. Rather, we will thank God from a full heart for the blessings that we have. There is great need of more thankfulness among our workers today, and until they have this spirit, they will be unprepared for a place in the kingdom of heaven. There is a mighty work to be done for every one of us. We comprehend but little of what God desires to work out through us. We should seek to realize the breadth of His plans and profit by every lesson that He has tried to teach us. A great deal of mischief is wrought in the imagination of our own hearts and minds when we seek to carry out our own way, contrary to the law of kindness. Here is where many fail. We do not cultivate a disposition to kindness. We want everything to come in an easy way to ourselves. But the question of greatest importance to each one of us should be not how we can carry out our own plans against the plans of others, but how we can have the power to live for Christ every day. Christ came to the earth and gave His life that we might have eternal salvation. He wants to encircle each of us with the atmosphere of heaven, that we may give to the world an example that will honor the religion of Christ. Loma Linda Messages, page 602.